Hello and welcome to Friday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with the co-founder, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT?
Great to be with you on a Friday. Gotta love a Friday, right?
Yay.
Of course, we love every single day. And to all of our friends out there, we say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And as we have made customary here each Friday, I like to come up with something a little bit deeper, something to chew on, something to think about and ruminate on over the weekend as you head into the little break in the week. And whether you take this time off as total downtime or you work on your big mission in life throughout the weekend, we want to give you something to contemplate, something to think about, and really understand that this whole thing we've been talking about this week about productivity and being more effective, it's not about tools and strategies and techniques solely. There's some of that. We've shared that with you this week. This is really, it's just like any element of success. It is an inside game. I'm going to challenge you with a couple of questions right now. I want you to think about this. What is your definition of success? Because we all define success differently. Mia and I, as close as we are, we define success slightly different. Now, it's very similar, but it's different. You likely define success differently than the people that you're closest to. You define success differently than the people that you're not necessarily crazy about. You define success differently than your neighbors, your friends. And the point of this is, it's important for you to have your definition of success. So what is your definition of success? This weekend, I want you to really sit down and think about that. Because are you saying to yourself, I'll be successful when? I'll be successful when I hit a certain amount of followers on Facebook, or when I make a certain amount of money, or when I've hit that certain point in my career or certain point in my business. I'll feel better about myself when the bills are paid. I'll feel better about myself when we have this much money or we have that house or that car. I'll be happy when X, Y, and Z happens, or I'll be happy when such and such occurs. Is that your definition of success? And if so, is it working for you? Is that definition working for you?
Yeah, I want to start this my part off with a little story about Alfred Nobel. So you may recognize his name. He's the founder of the Nobel Peace Prizes. But he lived back in the 19th century. He had a pretty special occasion that happened, a special event that happened to him. When he was, I don't even know how old he was, but his brother died in Stockholm, and the newspaper came out with an obituary, and they thought that Alfred had actually died. So he got to read his obituary. And at that time, he had invented dynamite. And what they said about him was so life-changing for him, because he got to read that people thought of him as the person who invented dynamite, used it in all the world wars, and was responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of people. Now imagine reading your obituary and reading that you were responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of people. Well, naturally, he was aghast, and Alfred committed the rest of his life, along with his fortune, to changing that, changing his obituary, and he went on to found one of the most prestigious and great prizes in the world, which is the Nobel Peace Prize. So ask yourself, if I died today, how would my obituary be written? How do I want my eulogy at my funeral?
This is, I think, one of the most powerful questions. I remember hearing the story, and it's interesting because I actually have gone through a lot of, you know, personal growth in my life and attended seminars and events and gone through programs and products and things like this. And I will say this, I actually had it one time where they wanted us, they challenged us to write our obituary, and that's fine. And, you know, there was the point to that exercise, but I can only imagine if somebody had written an obituary and you read it about yourself. And in the case of of Alfred Nobel, you know, he created dynamite, which, by the way, is a very powerful tool. It's not just blowing people up. It, you know, it allows us to dig tunnels. It allows us to create things. It allows us to make better life, you know, life better. So it's not that it's a total negative, but it was a shock. It's a window into kind of where we could be going. But here's the beautiful part. This is the part about the story that to me is kind of the goosebump moment. He demonstrated, did Nobel, the power of choice, the ability to shift, the ability to know that we are in control, that we don't have to be stuck on one track for the rest of our lives. He had the blessing of an awakening. He had the blessing of seeing something that kind of, for the fact of the matter, he was sleepwalking through life about. He saw something that didn't line up for him. And he made a change. And now, just like Mia was saying, created the most prestigious award, if not in the world, but certainly in our time, the Nobel Peace Prize. What an amazing shift. So exploring this, what does it mean? You know, how do we create this sort of inside-out game, if you will, on not just how to be more productive, not just be more effective, but to be the best version of ourselves we can be?
Well, number one is we want to focus on what's simple. So when we overcomplicate things, we don't do. Mm-hmm. So when we overcomplicate things, we get overwhelmed and we get stressed out and we don't do. So when we're talking about productivity, when we're talking about it, we're really talking about what's inside. Productivity is an inside game, mm-hmm. because it comes from inside. It comes from a belief that I can do, and I can focus, and I will focus, mm-hmm. and I will do. And so when you focus on just the simple things, when you focus on the simple tasks and the simple steps that you have to take, then you can get more accomplished.
And honestly, this is the best direct path to getting past overwhelm, to getting past procrastination, to getting past something where you feel kind of beat down. Or you're excited, but you're not. You don't know where to start. It's because it's not always a negative thing. We're not always feeling crappy, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we just feel awful, and we're like, just getting back on track, trying to be productive, trying to be better, is it can be a daunting thing. So it comes down to being able to step back and ask ourselves, what's one thing I might do right now? Just a simple thing, you know. I did this with a client the other day, and her challenge is that she was quite fearful, actually, of putting herself out there as an expert. And what's amazing is she is an expert. This isn't somebody who's like trying to be seen as an expert. This is a person who's a legitimate expert in her field. And so she hasn't used social media in the past. And I encouraged her to get out there. And I just asked her, I said, what's one thing you might do right now that would actually put one foot in front of the next as far as getting your brand out there? And she said, well, I could probably go on social media and I could probably post this. And I said, okay, what might you do if you did? Like, what might happen if you did that? And she said, well, somebody might reach out to me and ask me for my help and want to hire me. And I said, oh, okay. And how might that feel? She said, that'd feel pretty amazing. I would actually get a client. And I said, okay. And how might it feel when you get a client? Because now what happens? She goes, well, now I have the opportunity to really help them. Okay. So when might now be a good time for you to do that? Right.
I love that question.
And the whole point is, in that moment, she shifted. In that moment, she realized, listen, it's so simple. It's so simple. All I have to do is just go type a few words and hit send. And that's one action. Now, is it going to change everything? Is that the be-all, end-all strategy for all business success? No way. But for her, it was a big first step. And the whole point is, just like you said, focus on simple. Do a few things really well. Do the small things really well, and the big things will take care of themselves. All right, next, let's talk about something that is a big stop for folks. And as you go into the weekend, think about how often this hits you. Have you ever felt like you wanted to do something? You're like, man, I would just love to just play golf. I would just love to just spend some time on the beach, or I would just love to take a nap, or I would just love to take the day off. But you know there's stuff you have to do. That's a good differentiation. You want to separate the wants from the musts, okay? And the best way to do that, one of the single best ways to do that, is to consider the consequences, right? What's the consequence of doing this action? What's the consequence of not doing this? What's the consequence of doing one in favor of the other? As the great Jim Cathcart has said before, and I've mentioned this quote, it's one of my favorite quotes, How would the person that I am working to become do the thing I'm about to do? You know, if you're about to go on Facebook and YouTube and goof off, is that what the best version of yourself would do? If the best version of yourself was about to go in for that sales call, would they go in with their shoulders slumped forward, or would they do it with their chest out, chin up, ready to rock and roll? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And yes, that's a little bit deeper. It's a little bit more psychological than anything else. But really, it's about separating your wants from your musts, right? And identifying the consequences of both sides of that equation.
Yeah. And it's also about identifying the non-negotiables.
Right.
So, you know, what is non-negotiable for you? What is the thing, like, it really comes down to your values. Mm-hmm. What are you valuing? Who are you valuing? Yourself or something else?
Absolutely. And when you understand your values, and when you're crystal clear on what your priorities are in accordance with and alignment with your values, then these non-negotiables are just that. They're basically a tattoo that you wear, and it's not something that you even think about or overthink. You just kind of go into. So next, we talk about focusing on really learning. And I think what's cool is I get when people like to speed read. Tim Ferriss has been a huge proponent and a champion of speed reading and listening to things on 150%, you know, like where you're listening to it 1.5 times speed. He's also a fan of not just consuming, but actually savoring. And I heard him talking about this in an interview recently. It was really cool to hear him say, because, you know, there are times where you just want to like mass consume things. You want to go fast. You want to, you know, to optimize. And then there are times when you really want to savor. So understand that in order for us to really learn something, we have to understand it. And to really understand something, we got to slow it down. We got to break it down into its parts and start to understand that, you know, it's not just about shoving things into our brain. It's not just about doing more. It's about quality. It's about focus. It's about presence.
Absolutely. It's about quality over quantity. So, for example, you know, it's not about reading 10,000 books. It's about reading 10
mm-hmm.
over and over again until you get the concepts, until you apply the concepts, till you embody those concepts. And, you know, there was a time early in our entrepreneurial ventures when I was a sponge and I consumed all these products. And really, when it came down to it, I was spending all this money. And there was so much knowledge in my head, but I wasn't doing anything. And so it wasn't until I started my SEO business and I started just focusing on SEO, focusing on search engine optimization. That's when we started climbing out of the hole that I had dug, that we had dug. And so it's really about applying the knowledge that you're learning. So it's not just about learning, but applying the learning. So how you really learn something is by doing it, by teaching it, by doing it consistently over and over again. And consuming is great, but realize that when you consume everything, you're not learning anything.
Sometimes no is the new yes, right? Sometimes it's being clear enough, being confident enough and certain, or not, it's not even certainty. It's about confidence to be able to say no to something. You know, we produce products and we put them out to our list. And when people don't buy them, that's fine, because hopefully they're saying no, because they're saying, I've got enough. You know, I'm in the process of learning, and it's not about learning more. I'm not here to shove anything down anybody's throat. And if you can discipline yourself to say, okay, cool, I'm going to focus on really learning as opposed to consuming the next product, sitting on the next webinar, listening to the next podcast, being on that person's list so that I can get their emails and things like this. Get clear on what you really want from it. Be clear on what you're intending to get from it so that you can actually use it.
Yeah.
And be of good to give it back to the world, right?
So, like, for example, one, the thought process that I go through when I buy a product these days, I'm very selective with what I buy. If it is something that will move me towards what I want to accomplish, then I buy it. And usually I'll listen to the whole sales pitch and I'll kind of sort through the bonuses, because these days people add on like 6 bonuses and blah, blah, blah. Well, I select which bonuses are actually going to move me towards my goal. So I throw all the other ones, I table all the other ones for a nice to have. They're actually like, oh, that's cool if I have time, but do I ever have time? No. So right. I always focus on the ones that are really going to move me towards my mission accomplishment.
Great. And that's, I think, a really important skill. What you've described is what I like to call the difference between being a buyer and a consumer. Consumer will just take whatever. A buyer knows what they want, and they're clear on that, and they don't hesitate, they don't deliberate, but they also don't necessarily feel like they have to have all of it either. You know, you're describing being very discerning, and that's the difference between a buyer and a consumer. So let's put a bow on this. Let's give our listeners and even ourselves kind of a little exercise we can go into the weekend with to really bring this whole idea home about this inside-out job of becoming more productive and more effective.
So the exercise that we're going to assign to you this weekend is just go and find a quiet spot, bring your pen and pad, and do this physically. So don't do it on your computer where you can get distracted easily. Don't bring your phone. Just do it with a pen and pad and write out the kind of life that you really want. Write about all the aspects of your business and your life. So just brain dump all the things that you really want in your life.
Yeah. And once you've got that written out, once you've listed out kind of like your idea of what you want your life to do, what you've just done there is started to create your definition of success. If you remember what I mentioned at the top of the session here is, you know, what is your definition of success? And are you approaching it from a place of saying, I'll be successful when I have that stuff, that I'll feel better about myself when I have that stuff, I'll be happy when I have that stuff? Or is it possible that you might just feel successful by virtue of being on the path? Success is not a result. It's not. It's the success is the byproduct of being in the process. It is the process. It is doing the work. That's success. It's kind of nice when you get the big house. It's kind of nice when you have the car. It's kind of nice when you get the accolades and the acceptance and the blah, 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 and all the rewards. It's great. But if we're driven to say, I'll be successful only when that happens, then when that happens, you will be empty. It won't be nearly as fulfilling. We have to find the success now. We have to be willing to accept who we are now. We have to be willing to love and say, listen, this is pretty awesome as it is. And because I have committed myself to my mission, because I show up to it every single day, because I'm focused and because I'm delivering the best I know what to do here now, based on the tools, based on the experience, based on what I have here in front of me, then that is success. Because I didn't stay on the couch. I didn't listen to the naysayers and the doubters. I didn't give in to my own fears or my own impulses or my own desires. I stepped the hell up, and I continue to step the hell up. And when you see that, you've got that clear definition, just like Mia was saying, write out your definition of what that looks like, and then ask yourself, do I really need that in order to feel successful, in order to be successful? Or can I be on a passionate pursuit of that stuff? And because I'm on the passionate pursuit of it, I am therefore successful. That's the question. That's the challenge. It's a question only you can answer, and it's a challenge only you can accept. And so take that on board this weekend. Realize that it's not just about the attainment of stuff. It's not just about figuring out what we have to do and going out and doing it. It's about understanding that we do one simple thing. We do them really well. We separate our wants from our musts. We focus on really learning as opposed to just consuming information or just doing things and going through the motions. And when we do that, that's when we start to really feel not just productivity and not just being effective, but actual, true, authentic success.
Great stuff, JT. All right, this call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads to your business by going to thethinkbignetwork.com.
And go out there this weekend and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and we'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far, we'll talk to you Monday.